The whole time I was on, and it failed by one vote more than once.
Yes.
And there was, and it always failed by one Democratic rural vote.
Yes.
There was always somebody who lied.
Swink or Hart.
Swink was such a liar. Well, strike that. But he really was. The guy behind all that was Bob Stump. I mean, he was the guy who would go trade anything in the world to kill the ERA. He really hated that. He just hated it.
Now, you voted to support it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and why did you support the ERA ratification?
It just seemed to make sense to me. Phyllis Schlafly was here all the time because we were one of the last states.
Yeah.
She was just horrified at this whole notion and kept coming up with, you know, how this was going to change the American way of life, actually Western civilization as we know it. And I just kept reading this and it keeps saying, are you nuts or what? Anyway, it just didn't make any sense. The opposition never made any sense to me. But, you know, there's very quickly, there are many ways of legislating, and I'd over the years given them names, but one of them is the litany of impending doom, and the litany of impending doom is a shtick that legislators are good at, nationally, locally, but in you're going to pass something or you're going to oppose something, and the litany of impending doom is when somebody gets up and says, if this bill doesn't pass, you know, these horrible things are going to happen, or if this bill does pass, horrible things are going to happen. The earth's going to open up wide, giant lizards are going to come out and eat you, you know, it's going to storm, bloody frogs, and all these things are going to happen if this bill passes or doesn't pass. And the ERA had these, man, an army of these people who would just do these litanies of doom that you'd just sit there and say, wow, that really is going to, you're almost tempted to vote for it just to see if it would happen, you know? I never seen the earth open up wide that way. So,
there were a lot of activists on both sides.
Yes.
Can you talk just a little bit about your impression of the activists that were working for the ERA?
Well, I mean, there were many of them were just as obsessed as Phyllis Schlafly. I mean, I can't remember. You know, Phyllis Schlafly made a particular impression on me because she was such a wild nut. She'd say some of the most bizarre things. She was the Ann Coulter of her day, you know?
Yes.
She would just say these things and you'd just say, whoa. People take you seriously? But on the other side, there was just, you know, all these, they were just as obsessive. I probably was nicer to them, or they were nicer to me, rather, because I was going to vote on this.
Yeah.
But they were just as crazy. I mean, they would, you know, if this didn't pass, I mean, women were going to be like, you know, it was like going to be in the 18th century again. So how's that going to happen exactly? You know? I mean, everybody lied, but we never passed it.